Live on a Thursday morning. Joining us now is Kevin Strauss from the Cannon River Watershed Partnership. Good morning, Kevin. How are you doing today?
Very well, thanks.
Good, good. Thanks for coming down to Northfield. I should say up to Northfield in your particular case. But we're going to talk today about the film festival you have coming up. We talked about that. We touched on that just briefly. You were in a month or two ago and kind of briefly highlighted that it's coming up, put it down on your calendars. But boy, that is coming up in short order next week.
Yeah, next week, Wednesday, the 21st of February, we're having our evening downstream environmental film festival at Imminent Brewing right here in downtown Northfield.
All right, good venue for it so people can relax and nothing uptight about that, man. You can just kick back and enjoy it. Now, there are several, little blocks of films, and because they're all, of course, concerning water and the environment, but talk about those a little bit.
Sure, sure. The theme of the festival has a lot to do with water, but there are all sorts of movies. The curator we are working with for this project, Peter Nelson from St. Olaf College, put out a call for movies through a website that filmmakers can submit their movies, and then we had 100 people send in movies that wanted to be part of our festival, and from that list, they chose about 15 for the festival.
Wow, that is a lot of films to go through. Did you have to screen all of those? I would imagine you had to take a look at all, though.
Right. Peter had a crew of students at St. Olaf, and they spent hours watching all those films and deciding. It was a tough call to figure out which are the best fits.
And let's talk about, they all have something to do with water. That's a pretty vague description because there's so many aspects, as you are well aware of. Does it focus on anything in particular?
It varies with the block of films. Mm-hmm. So our first block of films, the whole event starts at 5 p.m.
Okay.
on Wednesday the 21st at Imminent Brewing. And at 5 o'clock is some social time, and Just Food Co-op is providing complimentary beer cheese soup made with Imminent Brewing beer and popcorn. And then at 6 o'clock we start the first movie batch and film batch, and it starts with a Minnesota showcase. So these are films that come from Minnesota filmmakers, some right here in Northfield and some from further afield in Minnesota. And then the second batch talks about water around the world. And so filmmakers from anywhere in the world talking about water issues or water somehow connected to their world. And that starts at 7. And then at 8 o'clock, we have Plights and Predicaments, which are a little more focused on water challenges. And so what are the experiences people are having where water pollution is becoming a problem or people are working to solve problems that involve water? And so they're set up sort of thematically in those three categories.
Yeah, it sounds very fascinating as well. We were talking just a moment or so before you came onto the air about the lengths of films, and those really vary widely as well, from just a few minutes to a little bit longer form.
Sure. Often when we think about films, we think about sort of the movie theater style films, 90 minutes or 200 minutes. But these are short films, so there aren't any of them longer than 26 minutes. Most of them in the first two sessions are in that, 3 to 7 minute range. And so the filmmaker has to work really hard to provide the whole message in that small chunk of time.
Yeah, and I would imagine, I know you're a water guy. You're not a movie guy, though I don't know. you might like movies. But the length of those movies, seeing some of those more bite-sized movies, that's the type of thing that people see more often on social media. And I would imagine filmmakers probably who have a message to send out there, probably keep some of that stuff in mind.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Yeah, that's an interesting concept. And, of course, once again, you're having that at Imminent Brewing, and they have been such a wonderful partner with so many organizations here in town. So people can go there, socialize, relax, and see some pretty cool movies as well. So what else are there? Like local or regional filmmakers involved in this? Will we see anything maybe shot in Minnesota or Rice County or within the Rivershed?
Oh, definitely. Okay. Definitely. Actually, our first film is the Cannon River Watershed Partnership trailer by Alberto Jimenez. And he actually filmed a film about our cleanup that happened last September. We talked about that when we were here last September.
Yeah,
We'll have video of people working on cleaning up the Cannon River right here. We have several other films by St. Olaf College students.
Oh, okay.
One from a field trip they took in Iceland. Another one made by a filmmaker right here in town. So mm-hmm. we have several right local films.
Yeah, looking through, we do have brochure, I guess is what this is. Boy, there are, you know, Poland, the U.S., Belgium, of course, as you mentioned, right here in town, Iran, Norway, Canada. Boy, is having drinkable water, potable water. Yeah, it's not just, you know, we think of it as the beautiful and the eco-structure, our ecosystem of the Cannon River Valley, but boy, a lot of people around the world just want something to drink.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. One other important detail about the event, it's happening at Imminent Brewing, and mm-hmm. sometimes people think, well, it's a microbrewery, you have to be 21 to go to this event. Actually, it's open mm-hmm. to everybody. You don't have to be 21 to go to Imminent Brewing. You will need to be 21 in order to purchase beer there, mm-hmm. but you can attend the film festival, you can enjoy the beer cheese soup and the popcorn, regardless of your age.
All right, good to know. As far as the Cannon River Watershed Partnership goes, is there anything else going on? Do you have some things coming up the pike you'd like to preview really quick?
Let's see. We have a couple of projects we're working on. Mm-hmm. Actually, one project that we're working on right now is we're putting together some community conversations about water, and those will be happening later in the spring. But our goal, there's been a lot of talk sort of at the state level about water issues, mm-hmm. but we really want to allow people in the communities to talk about what their concerns are about water and make sure that those concerns are things that city officials and county officials and state officials hear about.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if a group like Cannon River Watershed comes and talks to legislators about water issues, they'll say, well, you're a water group, so that's what water groups feel. We want to make sure the conversation is much broader to the whole community.
Mm-hmm. And that's so important for the communities to be involved and let their voice be heard, you know, at that level, because you're right. Special interests are one thing, but the community, the people that actually elect those officials, hearing from them, carries some weight to it.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. And actually, part of the goal for the Downstream Environmental Film Festival is to provide a great community event for people to come together and see some great movies. Another piece of it is a fundraiser for CRWP. So mm-hmm. there are no ticket prices, but we ask for voluntary donations if people would like to contribute. There's also one of our partners in the project is Climate Action Week at Carleton College, and they're doing a whole series of events next week all about climate issues. And mm-hmm. so if you go to the Carleton College website, you can find their activities. A lot of them are happening on campus, and we're part of that whole event. But in addition, they're also doing a clothing drive, a winter clothing drive, and so there'll be a box at the film festival at Imminent Brewing. So if you have extra coats or hats or gloves that mm-hmm. you're not using anymore, you know, feel free to bring those, and you can donate them as part of the Climate Action Week clothing drive.
All right. Boy, it sounds like a great event, an entertaining event, and also an educational event. So, boy, you've got everything going for you with this one. Kevin, anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on?
I think that's it. Thanks
right.
a lot.
Well, thank you so much for having the time to come in. We certainly appreciate it. Once again, we'll give details on that. The Downstream Environmental Film Festival is Wednesday, a week from, I guess that would be yesterday, February the 21st. It's at Imminent Brewing. Socialize, get together. They have soup and, as you had mentioned, some other stuff from was it Just Food?
Just Food
Co-op.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Imminent Brewing. 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 8 o'clock, three different film blocks, a little break in between each one. It's free and open to the public, but a goodwill donation is requested, I guess, or you're free to give to a very good cause. Thank you so much for coming in, Kevin.
Well, thanks for being here.
Yep. We'll have you in again. Once again, Kevin Strauss from the Cannon River Watershed Partnership.